Welcome to the Signs of the Times International Ministries, where you will hear prophetic news updates. You will hear prophetic words and prophetic preaching. Now, please listen to this prophetic end of days message by one of our Signs ministers, Pastor Ralston.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. All right. The title of my message is called Flattering Foolishness. I'm going to start right out with Psalms chapter 12, the whole chapter that says a lot about flattery. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor. With flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things, who have said, with our tongue will we prevail. Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy. Now will I rise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. I tell you today, friend, that it is really not good out there. The scriptures talk about a time when there's going to be a great falling away. Let me read to you out of 2 Thessalonians 2:1, and we have seen this falling away, and we're seeing it get greater and greater. It says in 2 Thessalonians 2:1 and following, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that as God, he is God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Wow! Look out! But why will there be a falling away? I believe one of the deceptions that Satan will use to deceive both believers and non-believers is the very thing we just talked about that was spoken in Psalms 12, and that is called flattery. That's going to be one of the things definitely that Satan will use as a deception. Flattery, of course, is smooth or slippery talk. It is always self-serving. And when somebody flatters somebody, it's saying they're not a person of their word. Flattery is not truth. Flattery is a lie. And anybody uses it as a person who is not a person of their word. Another description you could call it is cold love. Cold love. It's not true love. It's not sincere. It's words that are not sincere. They're slippery. They're smooth. They're meant to get your attention. They're meant to attract you. But I tell you, there's no substance behind it. There won't be any true fulfillment behind it. I believe it will be the end time rhetoric, which is skillful or artistic use of speech, which will be used to trick people unawares. Let me read to you out of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9-11. It says, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Here's the reason. Because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion. You're thinking, what? God is going to send a strong delusion? Yes, God will send them a strong delusion. And this delusion, of course, is fraud or error. that they should believe a lie. And you say, well, I have a hard time accepting that. Well, what does it say in Isaiah 66:4? God says in His own word, I also will choose their delusions and will bring their fears upon them. Well, you see a lot of people in great fear. Yeah. God has chosen us because what? God said, when I called, none did answer. When I spake, they did not hear. But they did evil before mine eyes and chose that in which I delighted not. They chose that in which I delighted not. Wow. This slippery, smooth speech, this flattering tongue will seem correct and logical. However, I tell you, it is full of deceit and self-serving purposes. You might say, preacher, how do you know these things? How do you know that in these days that we live in, that's the way it's going to be? The scriptures tell us even in the Old Testament that this would take place. And I said, Old Testament.
Amen.
We're talking about 2,500 years ago, or a little more, where God was speaking to a man called Daniel, who gave a description of what this Antichrist will be like. And I tell you, let me just speak to you just for a little bit. We know what slippery, smooth, flattering tongue is like. We've seen it in politics in a great extent. And I tell you, we see it in politics today in a greater extent than ever before. Enough said. Let's look at Daniel 11:20 and following. Then shall he stand up in his estate, a raiser of taxes in the glory of the kingdom. But within few days he shall be destroyed, neither in anger nor in battle, and in his estate shall stand up a vile person. I just got done talking about a vile person. I just got done talking about that the wicked will be all over the place when the vile are exalted. This vile person to whom they shall not give the honor of the kingdom, but he shall come in peaceably, and he shall obtain the kingdom by flatteries. Flatteries. Oh, and somebody might say, some historian, wait a minute. I happen to know some Bible historian. This wasn't talking about today. This was talking about in the past. Antiochus Epiphanes. Well, let me tell you something. Scriptures have a way of dealing with the present as well as the future.
That's right.
And Daniel was a prophet. And I tell you that if you read the book of Daniel, not only did he talk about what was to come in his time and the soon after, but he talked about what was to come in the last days. With the arms of a flood shall they be overflown. Overflown means conquered. From before him, with an arms of a flood, and shall be broken, yea, also the prince of the covenant, and after the league made with him, he shall work deceitfully, for he shall come up and shall become strong with a small people, and the king shall do according to his will, Daniel 11:36, and he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished. For that is determined shall be done. Neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any god. Who is he going to regard? The scripture says very clearly, he shall magnify himself above all. And in his estate. And what does the estate mean? In other words, in his office of power, shall he honor the God of forces, and a God whom his fathers knew not, shall he honor with gold, silver, and with precious stones and pleasant things. And thus shall he do in the most strongholds with a strange God, whom he shall acknowledge and increase with glory, and he shall cause them to rule over many, and shall divide the land for gain. I tell you that we're about to see a lot of this take place in the days that we live in. We're about to see it. We're on the threshold of this all happening. The scripture tells us in Daniel 7:20 and following, and of the 10 horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom 3 fell, even of that horn that had eyes and a mouth, that spake very great things, whose look was more stout, more stout than his fellows. I behold, and that same horn made war with the saints, and he prevailed against them. Yes, this Antichrist will come against the saints in these last days.
Right.
And it says here, it will happen until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. By the way, incidentally, that time is not now. There is a theology of kingdom now today, and that time is not now. The saints cannot do that. They're trying to avoid this idea of what the scripture says. But I tell you, brother and sister in Christ, you cannot. We must go through this. We must go through this time of tribulation. Some people say, no, no, no. I believe we're going to be raptured out of here before this takes place. No, no, no. The scripture doesn't say that.
That's right, it doesn't.
Thus, he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, and shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down, and break it in pieces. And the ten horns out of this kingdom are ten kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings. He shall speak great words against the Most High. He shall wear out the saints of the Most High. He'll think to change times and laws. And boy, we're seeing that happen already. And they shall be given into his hand unto a time, times, and a dividing of a time, which many people believe that's like signifying a 3.5 year time. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion, to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints. A little comment here. Saints do not use flatteries. They do not use flattering foolishness, which is the title of this message. They do not use flattering foolishness, but they use fighting faith. Flattering foolishness is unbelief, friend. That's what flattering foolishness is. It's basically unbelief. They do not believe in the Word of God. They have their own Word. But fighting faith has to do with believing the Word of God and standing on the Word of God no matter what. No matter what. All right, let me reread then. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. And all dominions shall serve and obey him. You know, there has been both good and bad politicians and leaders of the land over the years. This end time leader will be the worst of them all. This one will be entirely possessed by Satan at a point. The devil himself. It is Satan's last ditch effort to bring the entire world unto himself like he did in the Garden of Eden. He will try to get back the keys from Jesus Christ. The keys of hell and death. He has set up his mock stage, his mock servants, his mocking soldiers, and of course his mocking speech. We already know what that is, his flattering speeches. And he will try to upstage Christ Jesus' victory that he had at Calvary when he died for your sin and the sins of the whole world and rose from the dead and waits for those who will hear his voice when he calls unto them. You know, flattery can upstage faith if sin is in the camp. I'm going to repeat that. Flattery can upstage faith if sin is in the camp. Sin can upstage God's precious grace in the life of an unbeliever. How? When an unbeliever tries to earn God's grace rather than receiving it freely. Freely receiving God's grace is made possible through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus made the payment. He lived the life and he made the payment so that we can receive eternal life freely. Amen. It's a free thing, you don't have to earn it. While faith is the perfection of believing Jesus Christ, flattery is the deception of believing the Antichrist. I'm going to repeat it. While faith is the perfection of believing Jesus Christ. Yes, when you believe Jesus Christ and make Him Lord of your life, I tell you, it's perfection working in you. Flattery is the deception of believing the Antichrist. Psalms 5, 8 and following, the psalmist says, "Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of my enemies. Make thy way straight before my face." There is no faithfulness in their mouth. That's what flattery is. It's unfaithfulness. He goes on to say, their inward part is very wickedness. What's he talking about? Particularly their heart is full of wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulcher, and they flatter with their tongue. Destroy them, O God, and let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. Let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. That's the thing. God is our defender.
Amen.
We don't have to defend ourselves. God is our defender. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as a shield. Proverbs 20:19. He that goeth about as a talebearer, one who goes around and telling tales, and that's what flatterers do, they're telling tales, revealeth secrets. Therefore, meddle not with him that flattereth with his tongues. Meddle, don't intertwine, don't fellowship with those who flatter with their lips. Stay away from them. It's a danger. Ezekiel 12:21 and following says, "And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, what is that proverb that you have in the land of Israel, saying the days are prolonged and every vision faileth?" You know, there's a lot of people today, I got to stop here for a second and say, you know, the Lord said He was going to come, and how long has it been? Nearly 2,000 years. Can I really believe that Jesus Christ is really coming? And a lot of people are being troubled by that. And so because of that, they fall away. And of course, we know what the Scripture says. To the Lord, the day is like 1,000 years. 1,000 years is like a day. We know what the Scripture talks about in Hosea. It talks about the first day, the second day, and then that third day. Well, I want to tell you something, that we're very close to that third day. We're very close, as Jesus Christ Himself rose on the third day from death. Let me tell you something. It won't be long that we too, the believer, will rise and be with the Lord forevermore. That's His word. Well, I want to continue on because I'm coming to a quick close here. Ezekiel 12:23 says, "Tell them therefore, thus saith the Lord God, that I will make this proverb to cease." And I tell you what, in these last days, we have heard prophecies spoken that are coming so quickly that almost as we speak them, they could be happening at the very time that we speak them.
That's right.
He says, "I will make this proverb to cease, and they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel. But say unto them, the days are at hand, and the effect of every vision. For there shall be no more vain vision, no more flattering divination." See, God doesn't want this in His house. God doesn't want flattering divination in the house of God. And many times people try to woo the people of God into believing something that is not the Word of God. God says it's coming out. "For I am the Lord, and I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. It shall be no more prolonged. For in your days, O rebellious house, will I say the word and will perform it, saith the Lord God." You know, God is ready to do great things in our day that we live.
True.
I'm going to go right back to Daniel 11:32 and 11:33. It says, "And as such as do wickedly against the covenant, shall he corrupt by flatteries." You see, the only way you can be deceived, brother and sister in Christ, is you start listening to lies. That's the only way you can get corrupted. But this is what God says, "The people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits." You know, Jesus did great exploits. in that last week before he was crucified. He did some mighty, mighty miracles before they chose to take him to wicked counsel and they crucified him. And it goes on to say in Daniel 11:33, "And they that understand among the people shall instruct many." And you're being instructed today by the Word of God. "Yet they shall fall by the sword." Now listen, this is the Word of God. "And by flame, by captivity, and by spoil many days." The Word of God says, although there's going to be much instruction and there's going to be great things, at the same time, there's going to be much destruction. So, I want to finish this with this little words. Don't be outfoxed by the great flatterer, but be wise and full of faith, for these, the last days, are upon the earth. Amen.
Amen.
Did you enjoy that message you just heard? Would you help us get that same type of message out to people all over the world? We could use your help to do that. Radio time and internet time is expensive. Please write SIGNS, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviated N-Y, 13797 USA. And may God bless you richly for it. Maranatha, prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.